Stickney, Sister, A. S. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, August 4, 1903. Dear Sister Stickney, I should be very much pleased to see you and your daughter and talk with you. It has been a long time since I have seen you. We have now been in California nearly 3 years. I am very grateful to my Heavenly Father for His goodness and mercy and love to me. In November, I shall be 76 years old. Several times recently, I have spoken at the Sabbath service at the sanitarium. In June, I spoke 3 times in the open air in a grove at Calistoga, about 9 miles from here. There was a good attendance at each meeting. Some time ago, I was asked to speak in the open air at St. Helena, but Willie was called away to Battle Creek, and the proposed meeting has not yet been held. Willie has been away since the 1st of July and does not expect to return until about the last of this month. He has been in council with other brethren of the General Conference Committee and has, with them, been looking for a place for the headquarters of the General Conference. I often wish that I were young again, that I might go from place to place and labor for those who have not heard the message of truth. Brother James, who cares for my farm, has for about a year been conducting a small Sabbath school at Larkmead, a place 6 miles away. We hope that from this effort, some good will result. At Yountville, about 12 miles from here, is the State Veterans Home. In this home are about 900 old men who at some time have fought for their country. The men are supported in the home by the state. The grounds and the buildings are well cared for and are kept clean and neat. Every other Sabbath, a small company from this vicinity goes to the veterans' home to conduct services for the soldiers. A number of songs are sung by the choir, after which a short Bible study is held with the men. Reading matter is distributed among those who attend the service and those in the hospital. I have given some of my books to be lent to different ones who desire to read. The workers also take with them papers and tracts containing present truth. After conducting services in the chapel, the workers go to the hospital and sing to those confined to their beds. They sing also to men in wheelchairs who are in another part of the building. Several of the soldiers are deeply interested, and the interest is steadily growing. Those in charge of the home have expressed their pleasure at the good influence our workers seem to be exerting. Some of the men are already becoming convicted of the truth. A few weeks ago, an intelligent-looking man, about 65 years of age, told one of our brethren that before our people went there to sing, he had spent most of his time drinking and carousing with some of the other men, but that since they had been coming, he had found a more profitable way of employing his time. He has given up his drinking and is trying to live the Christian life. He is reading Desire of Ages and thinks it the best book he has ever seen. A great change has been wrought in this man by the meetings held and the reading matter given him. Brother Doris Robinson, one of my workers, leads the services and conducts the Bible study. Sister Peck, who is also working for me, leads the singing. She has been teaching the church school at the sanitarium. One Sabbath, Sister Peck took with her about 20 of the children from her school to sing to the soldiers. A livery man in St. Helena lent them a large stage and 2 horses for the occasion, and also provided a driver. Sister Peck had thoroughly drilled the children, and they sang beautifully. The soldiers were much pleased and are requesting that the children come again. An interest in Bible study is being awakened among the soldiers. During the week, a little company of them meets together in a grove to pray and study their Bibles. The effort to bring the truth before these soldiers is a good work. All such institutions should be thoroughly worked. We hope that a company of believers may be raised up at the Veterans Home in Yountville. I expect to go next Sabbath for the first time to speak to the soldiers. My farmer recently made a trip about 30 miles from here. He found settlements of industrious, well-to-do farmers who have never heard the truth for this time. Such places should be worked. It is as important to carry the message to those in the home field who have not heard the truth as it is to go as missionaries to foreign countries. We need more workers. We are determined to do what we can to establish memorials in these places. I have a favor to ask of you. Will you please lend me $1,000? I have invested all I have in the work of God. I have had to pay my workers, and the publication of my books has cost me a great deal. For 6 months, no money has come into me until the other day, when I received $175 from Australia.
I had lent the brethren at Nashville some money to enable them to start their work. I expected to receive this, but they urged me to let them keep it for another year. They also asked me to lend them $1,000 more, but this I am unable to do. I thought that perhaps you and your daughter might lend me this amount without interest, if you cannot send it as a gift, to help the work in the southern field. If you could lend me $2,000, it would be a great blessing. If you can spare the money, please send it direct to me, and I will invest it in the work in the south. My son, James Edson White, is preparing some books, the sale of which will help the work there. He has asked me to help him by lending him some money. It is nearly bedtime, and I will say, good night. Please answer this letter as soon as you can conveniently do so. Your sister in Christ.